So, hiya. And enough about fictional boyfriends and husbands, she says, whilst looking at Edward Cullen poster. Okay. Quick fact file on what I did at school today. Because that's what I go to school for. Yeah, really bad busted song. Okay, so. I got lost. Yes, I'm in year 10 and I got lost. I went into a classroom, sat down, got my laptop out, then realised that the voices around me were rather high and squeaky. And I realised to my horror, I was sitting in a year 7's classroom. And I said, sorry about that, I think I'm in the wrong room. Packed up my stuff and scurried out the door. After about 10 minutes, I managed to find where my real class was, and I told the whole tale in front of the whole class, because we had Mr. Branton. He's a cool bean. And he like, let me do a speech. Then I learned, right, this is going to put you off meat forever, so turn off if you don't want to hear about meat. But if supermarkets can sell meat products from cows and pigs and stuff that have been cloned or genetically modified and they don't have to put a label on. We learnt that in philosophy in RE and it's really cool, but I think I'm gonna go vegan. Yeah, just be vegan for a while. Well, until that is all gone because they killed Dolly the sheep. Dolly the sheep has been put down. I can't believe it. Done nothing, pretty much. I've learnt that my dearest friend turns into a very mardy person when she has a cold. Yes, poor Aunt Maria. And, yeah. I'm trying to think what else I did, because... Okay, I went vegan. I went vegan. I went into a year 7's classroom by mistake. I had a really long discussion about Andy Six and, Gascarth and All Time Low and You, Me at Six and Avenged Sevenfold and all those cool emo-ish things that I like with the emo kids at school because they're emo-ish, but I don't hang out with them because they kind of scare me at the same time. Yeah, I'm an emo, but I'm kind of a geemo. I'm sort of geeky, gothic, and emo at the same time. Yes, talking about, not really a link at all, talking about depressing music, there'll be very depressing music going on inside my head because on Friday I'm going to the hospital to go and see Mr. Innes, the consultant. I wasn't meant to say that. Mr. Binnis. Yes, Mr. Binnis. Yes. Please don't drag him down and tell him I said that. Please don't. I'm going to see a man at the hospital who will no doubt reduce me to tears, which is very handy as I have a session with my therapist / counsellor / cognitive behavioural specialist on Saturday, so I can get dead depressed and down at Mr. Innes and then go and talk to her about it. Yeah, I love how in this day and age you have to find somebody that will listen to you. It's a great rule of Quakerism, actually, that nobody actually listens to anybody else. It's all just, like, the world's too fast to listen properly, so you have to make time to listen properly. Which is what I do. I make time, both in meeting for worship and in counselling. Yay! Yay for the insane! Yeah, so that's me. Yeah. Toodle-pip!